From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
In Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 39, we read these words, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." These must be among the saddest words in the Bible. Here we have a man who at the end of his life received an opportunity to get saved and make his peace with God, but refused to seize his opportunity. As this malefactor hung on the cross beside the Son of God, he was given time to think about his soul. He was given time to think about his sin and his eternal destiny, but he refused to contemplate any of these matters. And while his friend, the other malefactor, was seeking Christ for salvation, he continued to deride the Saviour and mock the Son of God until his last breath was taken. How sinful and how depraved the human heart is! Man in his natural state is totally depraved. This malefactor, although he received the same opportunity to get saved as his friend, refused to turn from his sin and accept Christ as his Saviour. Very simply, today, I want us to consider this malefactor that went to hell, and I want you to notice three things. First of all, he had no thought of his failure. Or if you like, he had no thought of his sin and his sinful ways. This malefactor, I believe, did not look upon himself as a sinner, because nowhere in this story do we read that he acknowledged his sin or confessed his sin. In fact, the opposite was the case. And although he was told that he was a sinner and deserved the punishment that was being inflicted upon him, still, the thought never arose once in his mind, "I have failed, I have sinned, I deserve this punishment for my crimes." What a picture we have here of men today. Men today refuse to accept that they're sinners. And no matter what they're told, no matter what the Bible says, men have no thought of their failure, no thought of their sin. Maybe there's someone listening to me today and you have never seen yourself as God sees you, a sinner. Men and women, sin is universal. The only man who never sinned was the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was the sinless one. But the Bible tells us concerning ourselves, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. Indeed, from the sole of our feet to the crown of our heads, there's no goodness in us but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And sin needs to be forgiven and cleansed and pardoned. But you can never find forgiveness for your sin until you first acknowledge that you're a sinner. This malefactor that we read about in Luke 23 never confessed his sin. He would never acknowledge his sin, and he died in that state. Secondly, notice he had no thought of his future. Never once did this malefactor give thought about where his soul would be in eternity. And although he was dying, he was not thinking about dying. In fact, he was thinking about living. In our text in verse 39, we read these words, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." This malefactor wanted Christ, if he was the Son of God, to do a miracle and get them down from the cross so that he could get on with living his life in sin upon this earth. When this malefactor eventually died, and we read about his death in John chapter 19, verse 32, but when this thief eventually died, he died unprepared. He died unforgiven, and he died unwilling to turn from his sin. And from that moment on, his whole future was changed forever, because he ended up in a lost eternity. Because the Bible says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." And the death spoken of there is eternal death in hell forever. The point that I want to make is this. When this malefactor was alive, he gave no thought for his future as far as his eternal destiny was concerned. Men and women, do you ever think about your future? Not upon earth, but in eternity. Have you ever thought about where you're going to spend eternity? Have you ever thought about where you will be 5 minutes after you die? The Bible tells us that we will either be in heaven or in hell. The Bible never speaks about purgatory. The Bible only speaks about heaven and about hell. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, we read these very solemn words. "He that believeth on the Son," that's the Son of God, "hath everlasting life," that's heaven. "But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Time and time again, throughout the Word of God, and indeed throughout the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour emphasised heaven and hell. I wonder where your soul will be 5 minutes after you take your last breath upon this scene of time. Men and women, these are very solemn thoughts, but they are truths that you and I need to contemplate. This malefactor, he never thought about where he was going to spend eternity. Right up to the very moment he died, he never gave thought to where his soul would be in the great eternity. And he was lost, and he died in his sin. Oh, my friend, don't you die in your sin, but contemplate now these issues and think seriously now about where your soul will be at death. Because, be warned, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Notice something else here. This malefactor had no thought of putting his faith in Christ. The truth is, this malefactor did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. He said to the Lord Jesus, "If thou be the Christ," in other words, "if you are the Messiah." There's no doubt that Jesus Christ was and is the Messiah. He's the Son of God. The scriptures, both in the Old and New Testaments, testify to this fact. But this malefactor would not believe and accept that the man hanging on the cross beside him was the Son of God, the Saviour of the world. Therefore, he refused to put his faith in Christ for salvation. Unlike his friend, the other malefactor, who got saved and called upon the Lord to remember him when he came into his kingdom. This malefactor refused to accept that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. My friend, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and he is the Son of God, and he is the Saviour, the only Saviour. And if you refuse him as Messiah and Redeemer, then there is no hope for you. But thank God if you come and put your faith and trust in him today, he will save you for all eternity. Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said himself in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, I would exhort you to come to Christ. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And thank God, if you put your faith and trust in him and believe on him alone and the sacrifice that he has made upon the cross for your eternal salvation, then when you come to die, it will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. There were two malefactors here, as we have already pointed out. One refused to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and he died and was lost forever. But the other malefactor, although sinful, he repented of his sin and he turned to the Saviour. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord Jesus gave him a promise. The Saviour said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a contrast we have here. Two destinies. Oh, my friend, I wonder, where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? This question comes to you and me. Tell me, what will your final answer be? Where will you spend eternity? My prayer is that you will trust Christ. Only trust him, only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you. He will save you now.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.